The lecturer began the session by reflecting on last week's learning experience with the dragon scenario. I really enjoyed this technique as it was testing our memory of what went on and seeing how much we were actually paying attention. And it allowed others who had maybe missed the class to recap on what had happened the previous week. During this time, the lecturer asked lots of open questions, which encouraged discussion between us all and made us think of what happened rather than just being told. I feel that this would be a really good technique to use in many areas of work when working with children, both in my placement and future career. We were told that we were going to be moving on from the dragon scenario, and we participated in some improvisation. As the lecturer read a part of a story, and it was all about a character called Frankie Miller, who was coming back to town for the first time in 10 years. We didn't know any more information about Frankie Miller other than this, and we were challenged to think of our own reasons why he was coming back. I felt this was a really good technique, as it allowed us to think creatively and of our own situations, and we could discuss with others what we were thinking. This prompted many wild ideas and possible scenarios that generated quite a lot of laughter and enjoyment within the class, and there was quite a good atmosphere. I would use this technique in my future practice as it relates to other areas of the curriculum as well, such as imaginative writing as part of one of the literacy outcomes. I believe that just like myself, children would enjoy an activity like this, as having the opportunity to vocalise the creative and imaginative thoughts on the possible scenario was really fun and enjoyable. Once we'd went round the class and heard what everyone was thinking, we chose our favourite one and decided to go on with that. And the one that we'd chosen, that Frankie was actually a gang leader and he was coming back from prison, and he was going to come back and meet his fellow gang members unknown to them. This led us on to using another technique, which we called Thought Tunnel, where we vocalised how we think the gang members would be feeling, so we were taking on another perspective role. I believe that this is helpful, especially when you're working with children, because they are putting themselves in the gang members' shoes, and then they can explain why they believe what they are thinking, kind of thing, and they're taking on a different perspective, which can sometimes be quite difficult. We set a challenge on this. We were only allowed to use one word, and this varied. We had a kind of varied experience with this, because as you were only allowed to use one word, you couldn't really express fully what you were thinking, but it was like a nice quick buzz feed that was kept going between me and myself and my classmates. We then explored another technique called forum theatre, which is when two people volunteer to extend their roles and take on the persona of another character. In this instance, one person volunteered to be Frankie, another one was his son. And these two people were able to converse in the middle of the circle with everyone around them, and were improvising potential conversations between the two of them. The spectators were able to comment, so that was myself and my classmates, and we were able to give suggestions, make changes, or constructive criticism about the scene, or kind of just say what you really enjoyed and what you liked. I feel this technique was very good, as it allows the ideas to be child-led. In this case, it was the two in the middle. However, it doesn't leave the others left out, as they are able to still contribute to the learning experience. And I feel that's really important if you do anything with two, like a certain number of people, you're still involving the rest of the class. I feel that's really important, especially when you're doing drama.